Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Shmuel Eliezer Badil. Maseches Zvachim is dedicated to Le'ilu Nishmas, Rabbi Chiel Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Zvachim Daf Kuf Aleph. Before we go on to the sugya in Daf Kuf Aleph, we have one more point earlier in Daf Kuf, and this is the Yisrael Sigma Machlokes between Rashi and the Rambam in how to understand the teretz of Rava. At the top of the Amud, Rava says, to answer the stira in Ibshimon, whether Ibshimon holds Aninus Lailo is Rabbonon, or Aninus Lailo is a Deraisa, says Rava, Idi Vidi after Chatzois, Acha Chatzois, Veloi Koshe, Kan Koidim Sheshochte Vizokri Olov, and Kan Laacha Sheshochte Vizokri Olov. Rashi explains that Rava says Idi Vidi Acha Chatzois means he died after Chatzois. The difference is, when did he die? If he died before the Shechita, or if he died after the Shechita. If he died before the Shechita, then there's no way he can go and bring a Korban Pesach, because there's a din shiluach, is issa, for Oinon to be Meshaleach his Korban, even after Chatzos, and not like Abaye. Masha'inkin, in a case where they already brought the Korban, they already Sheichet v'zoyrek his Korban, and in that case, there was no Averia done, because he wasn't yet Meis Loi Meis, and only afterwards he died. In this case, he toivel v'oichul pischoy lo'erev, and like the Gemara explains, because he holds Achilas Psochim ma'akevis. This is the pshat of Rashi, and Rashi's girsa in the Gemara that Rava says, Idi v'idi, acha chatzos. But the Rambam, in Hilchos Korban Pesach, Perikvav Halacha Tes, he says that the Halacha, Lemaise in the Oinen, if he's allowed to bring a Korban Pesach, he brings down the din, like Abaye, that only in a case where he dies after chatzos, then he's allowed to go and bring his Korban Pesach, even lechatchila. But in a case where he died before chatzos, then he's not allowed to bring his Korban Pesach, and he's nitchele pesach sheni, he's not allowed to go and bring mishaleach korbonoi. This is like the shit of Abaya, that is the difference if he dies before chatzos or if he dies after chatzos. But continues the Rambam and he says that even in a case where he died before chatzos, where the halacha is alechatchila, he's not allowed to go and bring his korban pesach, afal pikein, even so, but the eved, if he was sheichet v'zoyrek olav, if they did go and bring a korban pesach for this oinen, then he's toivel v'oichel pischoy lo'erev, he's allowed to go and eat the korban pesach by night, even though before chatzos he be'emes lechatchila should have brought his korban pesach only korban pesach sheni, because he's nitchel pesach sheni before chatzos. Explain the Noise Kelim, the Kesef Mishnah, and the Rikukus, that the Mekoy of the Rambam to tell us this halacha, that b'di'eved, there's a difference, and even though l'chatchila is not allowed to go and bring his korban, but b'di'eved is chal and is toivel v'ichul pischei lo'erev, is be'emes from the din of Rava. The Rambam learns that Rava does not disagree with Abaye's difference. He also is moida that in a case where he dies after chatzos, then he's allowed to l'chatchila go and bring his korban pesach. And Rava just says, idi v'idi, no, you're not gurus in the Gemara acha chatzos, but we're going to see in the Gemara, Rava Omar Idi V'idi Koidum Chatzos. This is Agois Hagra also, at the end of the Gemara, he's Magia, and he says, according to Rava, according to the Rambam, we are going to see Idi V'idi Koidum Chatzos. Because Rava also holds that in the case where he died after Chatzos, we're allowed to go and bring the Korban Pesach, because this overrides the din of Aninu, since it's already Chal, the Chuyva, to bring a Korban Pesach. Rava is Mechadish, that even before Chatzos, well, lechatchila, he's not allowed to go and bring his korban. Afa pikein, there's a difference between lechatchila and b'di'eved. And this is why Rava says, idi v'idi, koidim chatzos, veloi kashe, kan koidim sheshochtu v'zolkei olov. They did not do a shechita, and lechatchila, he is nitchele pesach sheni, and kan le'acha sheshochtu v'zolkei olov means, in the case b'di'eved, where they were over and he did bring the korban, even though he should have being pushed off to Pesach Sheni, and in this case, b'di'eved, he can be toivel v'oichul pischoy lo'erev, since b'di'eved, the korban is going to be kosher korban, even though lechatchila he should not bring the korban because he's got issa shiluach. Now the Achrenim b'emes ask on the Rambam, we have to understand this shita that the Rambam says, which Rava holds, that even though lechatchila he's not allowed to go and bring his korban, afal pikein b'di'eved, he's kosher, and the korban is even toivel v'ichol pischei la'erev. L'chayyur, in the Rambam, the Kerenoye says, in the Rambam, in Bias Mikdosh, Perik Beis, Halach Yud Aleph, is Mavur, that all the people who are not allowed to be Meshaleach a korban, even b'di'eved, the korban is not hutzah, it's not kosher a korban, even b'di'eved, the Rambam, only by Menudah, which is a sofik in the Gemara Moed Katan, Tetzvavim Mit Beis, whether someone who's Menudah, who's in Chirim, if he's allowed to go bring a Korban, this case, the Rambam says, that since it's only a sofik in the Gemara, then misofik is Hutzah, he's being kosher a Korban, because the din is only a sofik in the Gemara. Says the Kevinur, it's Mavu in the Rambam, that B'dieved, all the Korbanos are not going to be kosher because they are not allowed to be mishaleach korbanoi, and this is a din ma'akiv even b'di'evet. And therefore, since Abaya and Rava, they both agree that the din of shiluach korbanois is a deraisa, and it also includes the korban pesach, then why should the Rambam hold that b'di'evet, the Rambam learns in Rava's shitta, that b'di'evet, there's a din that the korban is kosher? Why is this different than all other korbanois? Abemes chazanish in kotchim simulamet ches, he's moichiach from here, that bal kochach we have to matche the Rambam, and we hold that the Rambam holds every case of a oinen who is not mishaleach korbono, he says it's only a din lechatchila, but b'dieved, the korban is going to be a korban kosher. And so too, l'chiri, according to the Avona, the understanding which we said earlier from the Biskirov, that the din of the oinen to be mishaleach korbono is only a din mitzad his anhoge, it's only a din mitzad the dine oinen, like a dine avilus, but it's not mitzad the korban itself that has to have someone who's a sholem, then l'chiri also, it's understandable to say that this din is only a din l'chatchila, but b'di'evet, the korban is going to be kosher, even though the mashmos of the Rambam is that this is a din b'di'evet, which is the kainoyes kasher from the mashmos of the Rambam in Bias Mikdosh Perik Beis. The Chofetz Chaim in the Zerach Toido, he says an interesting pshat in the Rambam, that lo'ilom, the Rambam also agrees that korban pesach, also, the halacha is, if the oinen was over and he brought the korban pesach, even though it was meis, koinem chatzois, then be'emes is going to be a posel korban, because the Rambam holds that this din of shiluach korbanos is ma'akiv even b'dieved, like the kainoyah is medayik in the loshon of the Rambam. The reason why in our Gemara Rava says as the din, that if it was la'achash ha'shochtoi v'zolker all of his kosher, says the Chofetz Chaim, we're discussing a case where they were sheichet v'zoyek the korban, and he didn't know bichlal that he's a oinen. He didn't know that someone of his shiva kerivim died, and memela, he went ahead and he brought his korban pesach after chatzois, even though the person had already died before chatzois. And only in this case, says the Chofetz Chaim, the Rambam holds that the korban is going to be a korban kosher. And the reason is, because since the only problem of the oinen to bring his korban is learnt out of the pasuk of shlomim, k'shu sholim u'mevi ve'enu u'mevi k'shu oinen, memela this halacha is only in a case where the person, the oinen himself, knows that he's a oinen, he's a chosar, he's not a sholim since he's torud, he's betzah, and memela this stops him bringing a korban because he's missing in the din shlomim k'shu sholim u'mevi. Masha'inkin says the Chofetz Chaim in a case where the oinen doesn't michlal know that one of his shiva kerivim was nifter or died, memela in this case he is not called someone who's a chosar. He's a sholem because he's not toyed at all in his aninus, in his tzah on the mace. And in this case, the Rambam means that in the case of koinim chatzos, he died, but the person didn't know about it yet. In this case, the korban is going to be a korban kosher, since he has not got a loch of oinen, she'enu mishaleach korbonois. And this is the difference between the chatzchila and b'di'evet. But in a case where the person was already a oinen and he knew about the misa, in this case, even with the eved, the korban is lo yehutza and is not oiler, and he has to go and bring a new korban on Pesach Sheini. This is the way the Chofetz Chaim explains the shitta of the Rambam. Akpon me yisoy desig a machlikas in how to understand the shitta of Rava. Rashi learns the machlikas, but there is a machlikas between Abai and Rava. And Rava holds the whole heter is only after Shenishcha v'nizra kolov. But the Rambam holds that Rava is discussing before Chatzos, and by the ever the korban is kosher, either because the whole halacha of shiluach korbanos va'oinen is only a din lechatchila, or like the Chofetz Chaim explains, we're discussing a case where the oinen didn't know bichlal about the misa, and in this case there's a din that he's allowed to use yoytze his korban because there's no problem bichlal in the akrova of the korban because he wasn't even anything because he was shlomim, he was a sholim b'shas akrova since he didn't know about the misa. And this is also the hemshach of the Gemara, where the Gemara asks, "May da have a because according to the Chofetz Chaim, this is very well explained, because be'emes, he wasn't over any issa, since he was a sholem, b'shas ma'isa, he didn't know b'chlal, that he saw someone, one of his shiva kerivim, had died, and memela there's no din of oinen in mishaleach korbanos in this case. This is how the Chofetz Chaim explains the Shita of the Rambam. I'm moving further on into the sugya of Aninus Lailo, the Rabbonon, Aninus Lailo's the Reise. The Gemara brought down a machlokes between Rebbe and Rabbonon, and at the Vaskonas HaGemara, at the bottom of Kuf Amud Beis, the Gemara says that even Rebbe agrees that Aninus Lailo is Medivri Sofrim, like it's Mefurish in the Breise, and even so he holds that the Yom Kvura is also Toifis Leilo in the Rabbonon, even though the Yom Misa is a night is only a Rabbonon, Afal Pikein Yom Kvura Alein is also Toifis Leilo, and the Gemara explains that Chachom Nasu Chizuk Ledivirim, Yoysa Mishal Teir, and this is the Chiddush of Rebbe, that even days after the Misa, he is still a Oinen, and even a night is also a Oinen, even if he holds Aninus Leilo as Midr Rabbonon. Now Kipshutoi, and the Rambam Paskins, like this clearly in Bias Mikdosh, Perik Beis, Halacha Yud Aleph, that this Halacha, which is mentioned in the Gemara, that in a case where the Kvura takes place after a few days, and not on the Yom HaMisa itself, all this time, Rebbe says that he's still a Oinen, this din, after the Yom HaMisa, until the Kvura, is also, L'chayra, only a din d'Rabbonon, the din of Aninus, the Reisa is only on Yom HaMisa, and according to Ramban Oma, even Aninus Lailo is Minatoyo, according to Reb Yehuda, and in Mechemia later on in Kuf Aleph. The Gemara says that the Rebbe was Aninus Lailo is in the Rabbonon. This din of Kvura of Alocha, that even after the Misa, Yom HaMisa, until the Kvura and the Yom HaKvura itself, a Rebbe holds even a night of the Kvura, this din is only a din d'rabbonon, is only a oinim d'rabbonon. And the Rambam says, Mefurish, any time after the Yom HaMisa, the Rambam Paskins and Aninus Lailo is also d'rabbonon, but any time after the Yom HaMisa, Afila Acha Kama Yomim, is also only a din d'rabbonon. But it seems that this din is not by Emes Adova Poshet. The Netziv, earlier in Tesvov Amud Beis, he says in Shittas Rashi, that Rashi is Cholek on the Rambam. And Shittas Rashi is, that the time until the Kvura, all the days called Zman Shalui Nikbar Ameis, he's Be'emes Oinan Min HaTorah. After the Kvura, then he's only Oinan Mid Rabbonon if it's not the Yom HaMisa. And Hua Din at night, according to Rebbe, is also Oinan because the Yom Kvura at night is also Teifis Leilui. But until the Kvura itself, he's Be'emes Oinan Min HaTorah, even after the Yom HaMisa. And the Netziv says this to answer the very famous question asked on Rashi, who says, in the beginning of the second period of Zvachim earlier in Tetzvav Amud Beis, Rashi says on the Mishnah that the Oinen is someone who's called Zman Shaloi Nikbar Ameis. The person who's defined as a Oinen is someone who's someone who died, one of his Shiva Kravim died, and called Zman Shaloi Nikbar Ameis, he has a loch of Oinen, and there's discussing Dinei Torah that if he works in a Beis HaMikdosh, he's Mechalel HaAvodah. Asks Rebbe Kveiger over there in Tetzvav Amud Beis, so too the Turi Even, Ichagiga Chof Aleph Amid Aleph, they ask that L'chiri Rashi's din is neged the Mefurish Gemara by us. The Gemara says earlier, in the Havamin of the Gemara explained that the Machlikas Rebbe in Rabbonon, that Rebbe is Lekula, that the Gemara says that we're talking, Rebbe says, the din is only called Zman Shaloi Nikbar, the Aloha is until he's a Kavura, but after the Kavura he has no Aloha of Oinen. Says the Gemara, this cannot be referring to the Yom HaMisa. Because mi ikka de lesli vachrisa ki yoimar, it says mefurish in the pasuk that the yoim is a yoimar, and therefore even after the kvura, it's definitely going to be still be oinen, and this is aloch of oinen min atayir. The Gemara cannot understand, and it should be chilek on this din, because this is the ikka din aninus, the yoimar, the yoim amisa is a yoimar, and therefore even after the kvura, he has aloch of oinen min atayir. Says the Bekveiga on the Turi Even that Lechuria is Mefurish al Kaponim in the Gemara, that even after the Kvura he's a Oinen. How can Rashi say, Kolzman Shaloi Nikbar Ameis, only up till the Kvura, then he has Aloch of Oinen, which is Mavur in Rashi, that after the Kvura he does not have Aloch of Oinen. Lechuria, this is Neged the Mefurish of Gemara. And Be'emes is Mefurish, even more so in Rashi in Psochim, Tzadik Amud Beis, that after the Kavura is not Oinen anymore min HaTorah. And over there, Rashi himself brings down this Loshen of Rebbe, of Kolzman Shaloi Nikbar. Asks the Torah Even, the Gemara's Maskona is that Rebbe is referring to days after the Kavura, which is only Din Midrabbanan like it's Mavur in the Rambam. It's days after the Misa. Only the Yom HaMisa is min HaTorah. Could be the night also, according to the Mandom HaNizus Lailo Dori Reise. But afterwards, the Yom HaKvur is a Nidra Abonon. So Eila, why does Rashi say that the Oiner Min HaTorah is called Zman Shaloi Nikbar? L'chir L'gabe Dinei Torah, there's no Nafkemina in the Kvur. Everything depends on the Misa, and Yom HaMisa, even after the Kvur, he has Aloch of Oiner Min HaTorah. Says the Chofetz Chaim also in the Zevach Toido that it, besides the Loshen of the Gemara Vachisa Koyimar, also our whole sugya in Daf Kuf Aleph, the Gemara learns that Dine Aninus from Aaron Ovonov of Hayoim, Hein Hayoim, the Gemara says as Hayoim, Avelei Balailo. Now the day which the Gemara is referring to is even after the Kvur of Nodav Vavu, and Afa became the Adaloch of Oinanim, is Mefurish Lachir in the whole sugya that even after the Kvur, he has a Aloch of Oinan, and Chofetz Chaim blabs on Rashi, a Tzorchin God. How can Rashi say that the din oinam in Atira is only up till the kvura? Says in the Tziv that l'chayra Rashi is not referring to the Yom HaMisa. Of course, Rashi agrees that the Yom HaMisa itself and the kvura has already taken place on the Yom HaMisa. Then, even after the kvura, as aloch of oinan, like the Gemara says, acharisa koyimar, and like it's muchach from Aaron Ovonov, Rashi is referring to a case where it was after the Yom HaMisa until the kvura, and Rashi holds that up till the Kvura, this halacha of Kolzman Shalei Nikbar, which is the Maskona Bemis of Rebbe, is a halacha of a Deraisa de Goinen, and this is what Rashi means Kolzman Shalei Nikbar Ameis. After the Kvura, then Bemis Yoni has a halacha of Oinam Ida Abonon, and even at night, according to Shittas Rebbe, his Teufus Leiloi, the Yom Kvura, Mida Abonon. And Rashi is Bemis referring to Yom Kvura, and not to the Yom Misa, and this is what Rashi says Kolzman Shalei Nikbar Ameis. Memele Tachidush, that this is Shittas Rashi, according to the Netziv, who argues on the Rambam, and Rashi holds that the din of Kvur, according to Rebbe, is a deraisa, and only later on at night, and after the Kvur, even by day, is only Midr Abonon. And we'll see later on, in Daf Kuf Aleph, that it's mashma like this also in the Ravid, in Teres Koyanim, in Pasha Shmini, Peyuk Beis, also that the Yom Kvur, until the Kvur Akoponim, has a aloche of a deraisa, digge oinen, and the oinen in Atur continues on until the Kvur. Another Malach in Rashi, Reb Leib Malin is very Malach in Chilik Beis, similar with Aleph to explain, Rashi also agrees to all the dinim of the Rishonim. Rashi holds that the Yom HaMisa, the whole Yom HaMisa is Minatoria, and afterwards there's also only the Rabbonon, like the Rambam says. Rashi is just explaining the Yesoid of the reason why he's a Oinan depends on the fact that he's Mesoim Mutal Lefonov. The fact that he has a mace in front of him, this is what causes him to be called Oinan, even though afterwards he still retains his aloha of Oinan, even after the Kvura, but the Sibas Ha'aninus is because of Kolshe Leinikba Ha'amis. And Rashi is not referring to a time of the Aninus, and he's very Marich in his whole sugya of Aninus to explain this is Yisoid Shittas Rashi. Al Kaponim, the Netziv took on, in Rashi Shitta, the aloha of Aninus, of up until the Yom Kvura, and up till the Kvura is Bemis Minatayir. The question on the Netziv is only from the Loshen Rashi in Psochim later on in Tzadik Aleph on Midbeis. Rashi over there, Bemis, is not Mashma, that the Din Oinen continues Minatayir until the Kvura. L'chir Rashi is Mavur also like the Rambam, that after the Yom HaMisa, it's only Midar Abonon, and the main L'chir this will be a steer to the Rashi earlier in Daf Tetzvav on Midbeis. Al Koponim, this is a Yisoid we take out from the sugya that the din of Yom Kvur, the Rambam says Mefurish, Yom Kvur is Midr Abonon, the Netziv says that the Yom Kvur is Minatayir, according to Rashi. But Al Koponim, the Yom Misa itself, everyone agrees is a deraisa, even after the Kvur. Now, Lechayir, it's also Mavur in the Gemara, that the Yom Misa itself, he's a deraisa de Goinen, he's a Oinen Minatayir, even if the Kvur hasn't yet taken place, the Kvur is only later on. In the case where you have a Yom Kvura separate from the Yom Misa, the halacha is that the Yom Misa itself, he's Oinam min HaTorah, even though there's no Kvura yet. And this is also Mavur in the whole Gemara earlier, in Kuf Amid Aleph, in Ermori, and so too in Tzadik Tesamid Beis, by the Tzitzim of the Gemara, the Din Oinam min HaTorah is enough if he has a Yom Misa by itself, and he does not have to have also the Yom Kvura to be called Oinam. The Gemara, which says later on, earlier, the Gemara says there has to be a mace by Yudalid, v'nikbar by Yudalid. This is only a loshen because Agav, the Gemara, says later on, nikbar by Yudalid, in the case where he's mace by Yud Gimel. But he doesn't really need a kvur on Yudalid to give him a din oinam in Atayah. The Podimirius also says this in his Pirish over here in Zvachim Dafkuf, that the din misa itself is enough, and the loshen of nikbar by Yudalid, which the Gemara says earlier, is only Agav. The Gemara says, Nikbar b'yudaled in a case with Mace b'yud gimel. Because this halacha va'oinen of yoy misa acharisa kiyomar does not need at all a kavura. This is also a yisoid which we see in this whole daf of the Gemara. And from here, b'emesu Ramban in Torah Adam asks a kasha on the very yisoid of the Rambam shita beginning of Hilchas Ovel, Perik Aleph halacha Aleph, the Rambam's paskins in Hilchas Avelus, the din of Avelus, there's Avelus of Shiva Yomim, they have to sit 7 days of Avelus. Says the Rambam, Avelus of Shiva is only midrabbanon. But the first day of Avelus is minatir. Says the Rambam, we learn from Aninus, and Yom Rishon, which is the Yom Amisa, is also Avelus minatir. But the Rambam says clearly that the din Avelus minatir on the first day is only in a case where the Yom Amisa, and it was also the Yom Akvur. Only in a case where the day was the Yom Amisa, the Yom Akvur, then it's Minatayir. But if it's only the Yom Amisa itself, then it's not Minatayir, even though he's Be'emes Ovel 7 days Midr Abonon. And the Lech Mishnah over there brings down, in the beginning of Hilchos Ovel, that the Ramban asks a kasha on the Rambam, that Lechiris is very hard to understand, because in our Gemara it's Mavur, that the Din Aninus is Alocha Minatayir Oinem B'Yom Amisa alone, even without the Yom HaKvura. And since the whole Makor, according to the Rambam, telling us that the Din Misa, the Yom Misa, he makes him also into an oval, he has halachas of Avelus min HaTorah b'Yom Rishon, because he learned these dinim from Aninus. Says the Ramban that since the Makor is from Aninus, how can it be that Aninus itself is enough if it's a Yom HaMisa alone? Masha'in came to Avelus needs to have also the Yom HaKvura. L'chore, the whole Makor of Avelus is from Aninus. How could it be that Avelus needs to have the Yom HaKvura also in order that he should be a Yom, in order that he should have a halacha of Ovel min HaTorah? And the Rambam Bemis himself passes this way. In Ilchus Ma'ase Sheni, Perik Gimel Halacha Vav, so too in Ilchus Bias Mikdosh, Perik Beis Halacha Yud, that Oinen is enough that he's a Yom HaMisa by itself, even without the Kvura. So l'chore, why is the Ovel, which is learnt out of Aninus, the Ovel, the Yom Echod, the first day, is a deraisa, only if it's Yom HaKvur also. This is the Ramban's kasha, and because of this, he argues on the Rambam, and he holds the whole Avelus, is Midr Abonon, including the first day, because the Aloch of Avelus is not Tol Min HaTorah, only Oinon, is a Dim Min HaTorah. To answer this question of the Ramban, there's a teretz from the Imek Broche, who says in Hilchas Avelus, Simen Aleph, Rebbe Kveger, he picks down already from Rebbe Kveger, the idea, who says in Mishnayis, in Perik Gimel de Broches, that it could be the Rambam holds, that just like we find in our Gemara, that the Oinen, he has a loch of Oinen even before the Kvura, then Be'emes, he has a loch of Ovel min HaTorah, even before the Kvura, even the Yom HaMisa itself, is also enough to give him a loch of Ovel min HaTorah. The reason why the Rambam says in the Ches Ovel, that the Dine Avelus, is only if you have a Yom HaMisa and the Yom HaKvura, is because up till the Kvura, the Oinon, as we know, is potter from all the mitzvahs, since it's Torud in the mitzvahs Avelus, in the mitzvah Torud on the mace, in the mitzvah of Kvura, and therefore he has a locha that is potter mikol mitzvahs, or isik mitzvah, is potter min mitzvahs, and he has no dinim. And therefore, since he doesn't have any halochas, he has no dine Avelus until the Kvura. Memela says, Emek Brocha, the reason why the Rambam says that by Avelus, we need to have the Yom HaKvura also, is not because we need the Kvura. Be'emes, there's enough of a reason for him to be Ovel already right at the beginning of the day. When is Yom HaMisa? The whole Yom HaMisa alone is Ovel. But up till the Kvura, he has a loch of Oisik B'mitzvah, Potter Min HaMitzvah, which this patterns him from all Dine Avelus. And he explains that this could pattern him even from Isuri Avelus, because these all Noivea, these all Toitzores, from the Dine Avelus. But Be'emes, he has a loch of Ovel straight away, but he has a loch of Oisik B'mitzvah, Potter Min HaMitzvah, and therefore the Rambam says he has to have a Yom HaKvura also, and only after the Kvura, then he has Dine Avelus Min HaTorah. But if it won't be Yom HaKvura, then he has a loch of Oinu, which is Potter Mikol HaMitzvahs, and therefore he has no Dine Avelus Min HaTorah, only if it's Yom HaMitzvah of Yom HaKvura. This is how the Imek Broche explains the Shittas HaRambam, that Be'emes, the Aninus and Avelus are the same halacha. Everything depends on the Yom HaMisa alone and not on the Yom Kvura. And even Avelus does not need the Kvura to make it Min HaTorah. The reason why he needs a Kvura is because until the Kvura, he's going to be Potter because he's Osek B'mitzvah. One more Marimokim, the Biagro, in Yerudea, Shin Tzadik Ches, Sivkotin Beis, so too in Erechayim, Simen Tovkuf Mem Ches, Sivkotin Gimel, he, when he brings down the din of the Rambam, that there's a din Avelus Min HaTorah on the first day, and you need to to have the halacha of Yom Misa and Yom Kvura, says the Goyin, the Marmokim, to find such a thing, is in from the Lashon of Rav Mori, which we quoted above, who says that is halacha, they have to also be nikbar by Yudalet. Meis by Yudalet, the nikbar by Yudalet. This is the Makur of the Rambam, that you need to have the Kvura also. The Chayra, if this is the Makur, then Be'emes, the Goyin is learning that according to the Rambam, even Aninus also has to have the Yom Kvura. And the Chayra, in our whole Gemara and Kufam at base, is Mavua that Yom HaMisa by itself is Oinen. And the Rambam himself, we said, in Ilchus Maise Sheni, and Ilchus Bias Mikdosh, he paskins clearly that the Dini Oinen, or even by Yom HaMisa itself. The Chayra, we don't need the Kvura. And the Goyin brings down Rav Mori, a Raya, to the Rambam in Ilchus Avelus, from Dini Aninus. The Chayra by Aninus is clear in the Rambam, that we do not have to have the Dini the Yom HaKvura. L'chei Shveh, we have to understand what the Goyim brings down, the Din of Remori. Al-Kaponim, just to summarize what we have over here in our sugya, L'chei Kipshutai Bepashtis, the Din Oinen of Yom HaMisa, which is Minatira, does not need at all that it has to be Yom HaKvura, and even if you haven't buried the Mace yet, he has a Halacha of Oinen Minatira until the Kvura, up till the day, and the Halacha of Avelus, there's a Machlikas Rishonim, a big Machlikas Rishonim, in the beginning of Hilchas Avelus, is the first day Min HaTorah or not, and the Rambam Shitta is that it is Min HaTorah, and the Rambam adds on that for the Dine Avelus Min HaTorah, you have to also have a Yom Kvura. It's not enough that it's a Yom Misa, it has to also be the same day, you also a Yom Kvura, and the reason why there's a difference between Aninus and Avelus, that Aninus is enough, the Yom Misa, and Avelus need to have also the Yom Kvura, we explain from the Emek Brocha, Svara, why Be'emes is a difference in Halacha, between the two Halachas, between Avelus and Aninus, which is the Ramban's kasher on the Rambam. Another Arichas is the same shtickle for Rebbe Malin in Chile Beisim Lamed Aleph. He's also marich to be Miyashiv, the kasher of the Ramban, on the Shittas of the Rambam, to the Chilukim between Aninus and Avelus. Moving over on to the next sugya, the Gemara in Kuf Aleph Lamed Aleph, the Gemara brings down the Breisa, the Machloikas, between Rebbe Chemia and Rebbe Yudan Rebbe Shimon, the Pshat and Pesukim, why was the Soyrish Chidesh burnt in the Zman of Shmini Lemiluim? The Gemara says, Arim Nechemia holds the reason is Mipnei Aninus Nisrifo, and Rebbe Yudan Rebbe Shimon say, Mipnei Tumah Nisrifo, and they ask on Arim Nechemia three kashes, that if it's because of Aninus, why should only this one be burnt, and you could eat it by night, and also Pinchas was there to eat. And the Gemara continues on, by Arichas to explain the difference in the Pesukim between Arim Nechemia and Rebbe Yudan Rebbe Shimon. Now, by Emes, we know, as we said earlier in Daf Kuf, the shit of Reb Shimon is that Aninus Laila was in the Midra Abonon, besides Reb Mori. But besides Reb Mori's day, everyone holds that Reb Shimon holds Aninus Laila was in the Midra Abonon. Now, according to the Mandoma, it was Aninus Laila's Midra Abonon. There's definitely no way to learn the Pshat in the Pasuk. The reason why they burned the Soyush Chidesh was because of Aninus, like Reb Nechemia said. Because if Aninus Laila was in the Midra Abonon, they had no reason to burn the Behemoth, the Korban. They could wait till at night and eat the korban at night, and Aninus Laila was in the Rabbanon. Mamela, according to Reb Shimon, it's posher that he argues on Reb Nechemia, and he has to hold the reason why they burnt the korban is only because of Ibnei Tumah Nisrifah, not because of Aninus. Reb Yehuda himself, who holds Aninus Laila as the Reise, he, like Reb Nechemia, also holds Aninus Laila as the Reise. He, Be'emes, could have learned like Reb Nechemia, but the reason why he doesn't is like the Gemara explains later on, he has a Kavachimah from Maisa. But the Gemara's explanation is only needed in Shittas Reb Yehuda. But in Shittas Reb Shimon was Aninus Laila's Derabonon, of course he cannot learn like Reb Nechemia. Now if we look in the Rashi's Alatira, the way Rashi explains the Psukim in Parshas Shemini, Rashi Bemis learns the Gemara, the Psukim over there, like Reb Nechemia's Shitta, that they burnt the Korban because of Aninus. He brings down the Machloikas, and afterwards later on he learns the Psukim in Pnei Aninus Nisrifro. And Afal Pikein even so, when it comes to the pasuk of Ochalti Chatos Hayoim, Rashi over there says that the word Hayoim means that they can only eat the Chatos today. They weren't allowed to eat it today. If it was Kot Yeshor, they were not allowed to eat the Chatos, says Rashi, because Hayoim, they were Oinanim. But by Laila, they can eat the Chatos because at night, Aninus Laila is only the Rabbonon. Now the Ramban over there, Alatria, points out that this what Rashi brings in, the Mandoma of Aninus Laila de Rabbonon, which is Shittas Reb Shimon, in the Pshat in the Psukim in Parsha Shmini, does not fit with what Rashi learns over there, that the reason why they burned the Soreh is because of Aninus. Because like we said, if you hold aninus lailo zenu de abonon, there's no reason why we have to burn the korban, because you can eat it at night. Says the Ramban, Rashi's only means to say the posuk, v'ochalti chatos hayoim, according to the man d'oma, mipnei tumen nisrefo, which is shittas Reb Shimon, who holds aninus lailo, is a de abonon. And be'emes Reb Yehuda holds, mipnei tumen nisrefo, and even if he holds aninus lailo, is a de reise. But Rashi over there says that the aninus lailo is a de abonon, according to shittas Reb Shimon. This is how the Ramban al Atayr explains Rashi. This is like this point we're making, that the Gemara over here does not make any reference to Shittas Reb Shimon, that if you hold aninus lailo zeh derabanan, then definitely you cannot learn mipnei aninus nisrefo, and it only works in Shittas Mechemyo, which the Gemara says later on in Kuf Aleph Amud Beis, that he holds aninus lailo is b'emes ha-deraisa. Now, according to Reb Shimon, who holds aninus lailo zeh derabanan, we have to also understand why bichlal did Moshe Rabbeinu need to have a special heter and a tzivui ba'aninus teichluo, which is agreed upon that this was the heter which Moshe Rabbeinu has, that he has to eat it ba'aninus, and there's machlikas between the Gemara now, if it was dafke kodshi deiris, or even dafke kodshi shor, or even kodshi deiris. Al koponim, there was a heter, there was a din that he should eat it ba'aninus. L'chayr, what was the point of being mati the din aninus? L'chayr, at night, they can eat it, make a din, because he holds, Shimon holds, aninus lailo zenu derabonon. Why does it need the extra heter of aninus teichluo that they should eat it by aninus against the dinim, which means even by day, l'chir they can eat the korban by night, because aninus lailo zinu derabonon. And the chazanish asks this kacha in kodshim kama, similar with chesiv kotin dalet, and he asks, and he blazed by tzorchiyun, and then he asks to tzurutzim, to try and answer this question, why according to Reb Shimon was aninus lailo zinu derabonon, was there any necessity for the heter, for the Ruas Shor, to eat these korbonos ba'aninus. But be'emes, in the Loshon of Rashi in Psochim, Tzadik Aleph from its base, Rashi is mashma, that even though the mission over there is in Shittas Reb Shimon was aninus lailos de Rabbonon, Afa Pikein Rashi says, that the Mekor of Reb Shimon telling us this halacha, that aninus lailos de Rabbonon, is be'emes from this din, that aninus teichluo. This is the Mekor of Reb Shimon to tell us that aninus lailos de Rabbonon. Because aninus teichluo means b'emes only by night, like the Gemara says at the end of the Omid, which is Shittas Reb Yehuda, and Reb Shimon also holds like this, that the heter was only at night, it wasn't a heter by day. And Memela, Reb Shimon is one who learns that the heter by night is not just l'shor, was not just then a yoras shor, but it's a din even a deyus. There's a halacha of ochalti chatos hayoim veloi balailo, and at night there's no din aninus, and from here Reb Shimon learns that din of aninus lailo zeh derabonon. Memela, there's no kasha. Why according to Reb Shimon do we need to have a heter? Because this is good for the Mekuri of Reb Shimon to tell us the din that aninus lailo zeh derabonon. And this is also mashma in the Rambam in Maaseh Sheni Perek Gimel Halacha Zayin, who brings down this Mekuri of ochalti chatos hayoim to tell us the din of aninus lailo zeh derabonon, because this is b'emes the Mekuri of Halacha of Reb Shimon aninus lailo zeh derabonon, from this Mekuri from the Pasuk of Aninus Teichluo, which was a heter by night. And the whole machloikus between Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon is only, do we learn l'deiris? Further deiris, do we learn that they also have a heter by night, because aninus lailo is mutter me'ikah din minatoyer, and it's only awesome mid rabbonon. And Reb Yehuda holds no, the din was only l'shor, but l'deiris even by night is also. This was the lashon of Reb Yehuda in the Braisa in Kuf Amud Beis, that Reb Yehuda says alchalti chatos hayoim hein hayoim ani hayoim also v'lailo mutter, but l'deiris bein bayoim bein b'lailo also. Mashaken according to Reb Shimon, he does not have this extra diuk of ani. And Mamele, he holds that the heter is even the deiris also, because aninus lailo derabonon from this mekor of aninus teichluo. Mamele, we're just pointing out that Reb Shimon's shitta is not discussed in the Gemara, but according to Reb Shimon, there's definitely no way to learn the psukim mepnei aninus nisrefo, like the Ramban al Atayr points out. And also, the reason why we need the heter is either Chaznish says to Ritzim, but Be'emes Rashi is mashma, this is good for the Mekor, the Aninus Lailo, the Rabbonon, like it's also Mavu in the Rambam. Moving further on in the Gemara in the middle of the discussion in the Psukim, says the Gemara, the Pshat in the Pasuk, V'hein lo huva esdomo, Shemo chutzim chitzoso yotzoso, and that they answered him, they answered Moshe, Omar lo yibakoydesh hoiso, says Moshe Rabbeinu, V'dilmo ba'aninus akriv suo, maybe you're makriv the korban ba'aninus, uposlasuo, and Mamele became posel, Omaloi Moshe, v'chihem ekrivu, and Aaron answered back to Moshe, that they were makriv, my sons were makriv, elozani somo, that they pasal baninus, ani ekrivti, I was the one who's makriv the korban, and aloch is, akoyin godol is makriv oinen, memela, there's no problem over here, of a psul aninus. The Ramban al Hatorah in Shmini, Perek Yud, Pasuk Yud Tes, he's asks a very strong question, that l'chir, what was bichlal, the shaklevetariah between Moshe and Aaron, whether the akrova was done by Aninus. L'chir, it says earlier in the Pasuk, way before the story of Nodav Aviu, that they were makiv eish zora, it says already, vayered me'asois achatos v'oilo v'ashlomim, and afterwards they came into the oil moed, and they davened, and then was yodo o'eish, and only afterwards, Nodav Aviu were makdik toyres, and they died. So it comes out, the Pasuk says mefurish, that the akrovas hakorbonos was already earlier, way before they died, and Mamela they weren't oinen him at all. Mamela was Moshe Rabbeinu asking, maybe the akrova was done by Aninus. The akrovas were all done already before the story of Nodav Aviu at all. Mamela l'chir, there's no shaila at all of Aninus ekriv Yisua. The Ramban says that l'chir, the shaklevetayu between Moshe and Aaron, was Moshe said that maybe there was a dam hasoi, which wasn't Nizrak, by mistake was left over, and they hadn't yet managed to do the Zrikas Adam. And afterwards they found the Zrika, and the sons Elozar and Isomo, they were the ones who did the Zrika on this dam. And Mamele asked Aaron, maybe, Banino Sakiv Yisua. So, and Aaron answered him back, no, he was the one who Zurik. And the Ramban says that Mestoma Aaron means to answer, that of course he already did the Zrika earlier, where it says in the Pasuk, Vayered Measo Isachatos, he already did the Zrika. Aaron just means to say to Moshe that even if there was dam left over, and there would have been a din zrika, he was the one who would have done the zrika, because olai hitalto kol ha'avoido, like Rashi explains, and memela there's no chashash of a psul aninus. And the Ramban says it comes out that the shaklevetayu between Moshe and Aaron was a shaklevetayu lahalocha, but be'emes, the akrovas hakorbonos, everything was done way earlier, before Nodav Aviu, where Makiu Bichlal, Maktik Toyo Zoro, and before the story of Aninus. This is how the Ramban al Hatorah explains our Gemara. Now be'emes, Rashi in Psochim, Pei Beis Amit Beis, he brings down a gins in the Gemara over there, that the Gemara Guf asks the Ramban's Kasha, that the whole din Aninus was after the Zrika already, Memela, what is the Gemara asking? And Rashi says we have to take out this Gisa. Because the question is not at all, it's not a question, because even though the Pasuk already said, Vayered me'asois achatos, v'ho'ilo v'ashlomim, this is only referring to the Korbonos, which are mentioned, mefurish in the Torah earlier, the chatos of the Yoim, the Soya of the Shmini, mash'enkein the chatos, the Soya of Shchidesh, is not mentioned at all in the Torah. Memela, this is not referring to that chatos. The chatos which was done already was only the other chatos, the first sorry, but the sorry Rish Chodesh was not Nikrav until later, and Memela, this was Nikrav, Emes, Baninus, but Aaron HaKohen was one who's Makriv. This is the Shaklevetayah between Moshe and Aaron. And Emes, the Torah al HaTorah, over there in Pasha Shmini, brings down this Torah from the Rosh, that the Rosh said this Torah to answer the Ramban's Kasha, that the Yehud Maaseis HaChatos is only referring to the Karbonos, which were mentioned Mefurish in Pasha Shmini, but not to the sorry Rish Chodesh. And Emes, we find Mefurish in the Psukim earlier that the sons of Aaron, they were the one who did how Kabbalah, the Hailochas Adam, Vayamtziu b'nei Aaron Elov Es Adam. So Bemis, we see Mefurish that the avoiders of the dam, which is enough for Oinon to go make a psul in the Korban, was already done by the b'nei Aaron. Memele, if we're going to say this is referring to the Korban of Sori Rish Chodesh, it's Bemis Shveh, L'chiria, if they're already Oinon him, how can this be? L'chiria, the Korban became posel. And the Gemara says over here that Aaron is one who did it. But Bakochach, this is referring to the other Korbanos. Like the Ramban says, to all the Korbanos were before. Or like Rashi says, this is referring to the Korban of Sori, of Shmini, but not the Sori Rish Chodesh, because this was Be'emes only brought by Aaron, since the only Aaron who is a Kohen Gadol is Makrif. But Be'emes, from this Loshon of the Pasuk, that it says, Vayamtziu b'nei Aaron Elov Es Adam, that it says that the sons of Aaron did do Hoylochas Adam, they asked the Gvur Sari, in Yuma, based on its base, he asks on the Loshon of Rashi, that Rashi says that Aaron answered back to Moshe Rabbeinu, that he did all the avoidos, or lie, he talto kolo avoido, says the Gvur Sari, this Loshon L'chir Yishveh, because if Be'emes was a tzivui to tell Aaron to do all the avoidos, then how were the Bnei Aaron allowed to do Holochas Adam, even if we said it's referring to the other Korbanos? But Al Koponim, Rashi says, if there was such a din that the Avodah had to be done everything by Aaron, how does the Pasuk say that the Bnei Aaron did Holochas Adam? The Biskirov also, Al Atariah in Pasuk Shmini, he asks this question, and he blames Batzorichion on the Loshon of Rashi, of Elai Talto Kolo Avodah. And Behemis the Sfasemes asks, another question that Rashi says, Olai Talto Kolo Avodah, L'chayre, this is only referring to the Chivas Hayoim, but the Sorirish Chidesh, this is not a reason why Aaron has to go and do the Sorirish Chidesh. The Elai Talto Kolo Avodah should only be referring to the Chivas Hayoim, but the other Korbonos, which were like the Tomid and the Ketores, these Korbonos were not Dafke needed Aaron HaKoyen to go Mimakriv, like we find earlier also in the Gemara, in New Testament base, and the Shittim Kubetzes over there, that the Tomid and the Ketores could be even Moshe Rabbeinu was Makriv, on the Shmini Lemiluim. Memela, this Loshin of Rashi, or Lai Talto Kolo Avido, Lechiris is a Shverkite, because this is not referring Dafke to the Soyush Chidesh, like Sfasemes asks, and Al Koponim Lechiris is seeing in Psukim, that there were Avidois being done by the Bnei Aaron, and not by Aaron himself. Memela comes out that this is a kasha on the Loshon of Rashi of Alai Talto Kolo Avodah. I'll compare to summarize what we're saying over here. The Gemara by us says that Aaron HaKohen answered Moshe Rabbeinu that he was one who did the Akrova. The Ramban asks, L'chir, the Akrovas were already done all earlier. And the Ramban answers that there was a Shakel Levitaya of a Halocha, but it wasn't relevant to Meisa because Be'emes, the Akrovas were all done earlier. And Moshe and Aaron had the Shakel Levitaya. If there was dam left over, what would be the Halocha? But the Meisa, everything was done earlier. And Rashi and Rosh, they learn that the Korbonos, which were done earlier, is only the Korbonos of Chivas Hayoim, but the Korban of Soyush Chidesh was only later. Moving further on to the end of the Omid, the Gemara in Shittas Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon, the Gemara says that there was a shekel levitayer between Moshe and Aaron, and the Gemara says, "Omar lo yisham lo yishamato lo belailo." Aaron HaKohen said to Moshe Rabbeinu, "Maybe the heter of Aninos was only by night. The iba yoim, if by day kavuchima mi meisa akal, we have a kavuchima that meisa there's a lav of loichalti boini mimenu kolshken kodesh which is a chomu miyad vayishma Moshe vayita beinov that beemes the heter was only at night." And Memele, the heter was only by night. And since they had to wait till a night, there was a Hesach Hadas and became Tomei. And this is the reason because, Bipnei Tumen Nisrefo, like the Shitta of Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon. Toisus, in Diva Maschil Di Ibayim Kavachim Mimaisa, asks a very sadistic Akasha, that Lechiri, we don't understand the Gemara. Reb Yehuda is the one who holds Aninus Lailos Midereisa. Minatoya, there's a Issa Aninus. There's a Shem Oina Minatoya on the Laila of Yoim Amisa. Memela, what is Reb Yehuda saying that Bayoim is more chomu than a night because Bayoim we have a kavuchima from Maisa to tell us that he's a oinon. L'chayu according to Reb Yehuda, the same kavuchima which we have by day, we have by night also because he holds aninus lailos a deraisa. This is Tosfos kasha and doesn't give an answer. L'chayu, what is the pshat in this Gemara that there should be a difference between Bayoim and Balailo according to Reb Yehuda who holds aninus lailos a deraisa? The Ravid in Teres Koinim, we find he asks the same question. In Teres Koinim, in Pasha Shmini, Perik Beis, he also asks, what's Pshat in Reb Yehuda, why Bayoim is more chomo than night? And says the Ravid and the Chanami, the Yoim Amisa is Be'emes, Aoyna min Atur even by night. But we do find there's a Kula by night, by the Yoim Kvura. The Yoim Kvura, Me'ika Adin, is not Teufas Leinu min Atur. And the Yoim Kvura is only also by day, and is not also by night. And therefore, this is a beautiful svara that since we find somewhere that there's a kula of the Yom Kvur Al Koponim, we find that the night is mutter and the day is also Mamela, so too, it could be over here by Miluim, the Abishtor was Makel and said, we looked at this day like a Yom Kvur and a night should be mutter and not by day. And not to look at it like a Yom Amisa, because this was the Yom Shor, that to look at this day like a Yom Kvur. Now, L'chayah, this rabbi, we have to understand, L'chayah, the Yom Kvura itself, is also only Midrabbonon. We said earlier, from the Rambam, that after the Yom HaMisa, then the Yom Kvura, if he wasn't Nikbar, is only Midrabbonon. So L'chayah, there's still no difference Minatir between the day and the night. So L'chayah, there's also a raya to what the Netziv said earlier in the Shittas Rashi, that the Yom Kvura itself is Minatir. And until he's buried al kaponim, there's a halacha that the yoim is osa and a night is mutter. And mamela, this is what the Ravid says, that there's a kula in the night of the yoim kvura min atoya, and this is what the heta miluim is. Even though be'emes, there's no difference between the day and the night, because the day itself after the kvura is also mutter, but al kaponim, a chilek of the yoim, is also osa the yoim kvura min atoya, mashenki in the laila of the yoim kvura is mutter, and this is what the svara of the gemara is by us, to be more makel by night over the day because of the Yom Kavura. A chiddush of the Ravid to answer Tosis Kasha. The Achronim, the Karen Oyer, the Chiknoson, they say Tosis to answer Tosis Kasha, that L'chir you have to say, even according to the Mandoma, was Aninus Lailos Min Atoya, but the Ike Merius, the Ike Tzah which a person has, is by day, and therefore it's more Chomo, the night which is even awesome in Atoya, was only a Chizuk, which the Torah itself gives, to be mechazik the aninus beyoim, but be'emes the ikke yisoid ha'iso aninus is the day v'achisa kiyoimar, and there's only a sofer also over the night and the aninus lailo min atoya, and therefore Reb Yehuda holds it's more of a svara to go mimati by day and to mimati by night, since by night is already less of the ikke tzar which you have only by day. The Taris HaKodesh says that this is still not explained what Aaron HaKohen says from the Kavuchim from Maisa. The Kavochimah we still have by night. The Svarah to be Michalik by day and by night is not because of the Kavochimah. It's a Svarah that the day is more Chomo than the night because of the Tzah. Memeida, the Lashon of the Gemara L'chir is still a bit so shveh. The Netziv in Herchiv Dovo, in Shmini, Ois Yud Zayin, Al Atira, he says, Al Derech Zeh, Al Derech the Kerenoi, and the Chiknoson, and the Moisif, that even if we hold on in Uslailo as a Dereiser, like Reb Yehuda says, but the love of lo yochalti ba'oini mimenu is only by day. At night, the din oinen is only, even if it's min atoya, but it's only isa asei of a somachto, like it says in the parasha of Maisa. But the love of lo yochalti ba'oini mimenu is only in the day, and this he takes out from this gemara, and therefore, the kal v'chima which he makes from the love of oinen is only by yoim, and that was the svar of Reb Yehuda to say that maybe the Yos Shah over there by miluim was only at night. This is the tutim of the Achrinim give. Now, Bemis is another teretz from the Ois HaMeach in Bias Mikdosh, Perik Beis, Halacha Ches, which is a very yesoidistig chidush, a big yesoid of the Ois HaMeach to answer Tosfos Kasha. And he says on Tosfos that even though we have a halacha of Aninus Lailo is a deraisa, but the main idea to understand this halacha of Aninus Lailo is a deraisa is be'emes neged, it's against all the klolim we always know, that halacha is vayi'erev, vayi'voiker. We know always the day goes after the night. And over here by Oinon we see that the night goes after the day. Says the Yisameach, the reason is, because the one of the dinei Oinon is on Kodshim. The halacha by Kodshim, the Gemara says in Temura, Daf Yudaled Omed Aleph, by Kodshim, halaylo hoylech acha hayoim. The Gemara says that Kodshim you're allowed to eat at night. The Yom Zivchai continues on by night. The Aktoria Simuim is done by night. The din by Kodshim is that Halai Lohi Lechacha Hayoim. Memele says there is a Meach, a big Chiddush. The only reason why Ninus Lailo is a Deraisa is only Benegea Kodshim. Because by Kodshim we find the Klal that Halai Lohi Lechacha Hayoim. Memele by night also he has Aloch of Oinen that is also be Kodshim. Masha'inke legab other dine Oinen, Lemoshul Maise Sheini. Maise Sheini has no halacha of alaylo ilechach ayoyim. This is the normal klal of ayoyim ilechach alaylo. And memeila aninus laylo is only going to be also mid rabbonon for Maise Sheini. The only din which is also by night of aninus laylo the reisa according to Reb Yehuda is only on kodshim, because the reason is because ayu laylo ilech ach ayoyim by kodshim, and this is what gives him a shem oinen legabe kodshim because of this din of alaylo ilechach ayoyim in kodshim. Memeila says Yisameach, it's very poshut. Reb Yehuda says that the kavuchima which he has from Maisa is only by day, because Maisa is by only also by day. The loyalty by oini mimenu, and night is a new day. Mashenki by kodshim is also by night. But since the miluim, the Torah was mati, there was a Yoas Shah, maybe the Yoas Shah was only by night, because by day you have a kavuchima for Maisa Sheini, because the Issa of Maisa Sheini is only by day, and there's no din on Ninus Lailo Dereisa, legabe Maisa Sheini. This is a big chiddush of the Yisomeach, that the din aninus lailo deraisa is not a din mitzad shem oinen, that he has all the halachas of oinen by night. Be'emes, the oiner finishes at the end of the day by shkia, like all the dine yoim, that the night belongs already to the next day. The only reason why we hear the night follows the day is only b'negei hakodshim, which we have a halacha of alayla hoilechacha hayoim, and the Sameach understands this halacha, like the Chasam Sofer explains in many places, in Yerideas, in Yud Zayin, that there's a halacha by kodshim, b'negei, all the dine kodshim, that alayla hoilechacha hayoim, we look at the night, is a continuation of the day, and memele slazad din oinen legabe kodshim. This is the pshat of the Sameach in the din of Aninus Lailol Deyaisa. Now, Be'emes, we just have to point out that the din of the Anocha of the Sameach that he asks, why over here Aninus Lailol Deyaisa do we say that the night follows the day? The Ravid himself in Teiras Koyanim in Pasha Shemini earlier over there in Perik Beis, he also asks this kasha. And he says he doesn't understand why suddenly by Aninus do we find that by night he also has a din oinen. L'chir, a night we always know, the night is the start of the next day. Why should we say by Aninus, Aninus Lailo, the Raisa belongs to the previous day? And the Ravid says that the reason is because we learn itself from the Pasuk, V'achariso k'yoim mar. And says the Ravid, the Pasuk should have said, V'achariso yoim mar. Why does it say k'yoim mar? Says the Ravid, because this is coming to add on an extra hisofa, kiyoimar, that even a night also has alocha, like the day which was bitter, so to a night, v'achariso, so to afterwards, also kiyoimar is like the day, and this adds on the night. So says the Ravid, this is a bezunda gzeres hakosuv, which we find from this posuk, that the din of Aninus Lailo is a deraisa, and Mamela Pasha, according to the Raiva, this din is in all Kodshim, is in all halachas of Oinen, and not just in Kodshim, like Rami Simcha says, which is a halacha just by Kodshim and not by Maisa Sheini. Mashegin, according to the Raiva, this is a Gzeis HaKosu for all din Oinen, that the halacha of Acharisa, Kiyoymar, Aninus Lailo is a deraisa. And Avi Ezri, on his Gillian in the Yisomeach, he read him over from this Raiva, that the Raiva has a different Havona in Aninus Lailo of deraisa. So this is Be'emes, a very yesoidistic point in the Ikas Sugyas, which we're learning of Aninus Lailo Deraisa. Why should we say the night follows the day? Normally we always say the night is really the start, Vayyere, Vayyivoike belongs to the next day, and the Isameach explains that it is only Aloch legabe Kodshim, and legabe other Dine Oinen. Be'emes, he does not have Aloch of Oinen. This is the Chiddush of the Isameach in Bias Mikdosh, Peyuk Beis, Aloch Eches, and we said the Ravid says, it is learned to have a Posuk, Vacherisa, Kiyoimar. Now one more point on this Nekuda, the Kerenoi over here in Kufala from Medalef says that L'chira comes out of Chiddush La'alocha, a difference between the Mandaoma and Ninus Lailo de Reitze and the Ninus Lailo de Rabbonon, a Faket and Afkemina, just the opposite, a Kula according to the Mandaoma and Ninus Lailo de Reitze. Because that is Poshet, Tosfos says, makes this point in Yevomis Ayinu Medbeitz, that even according to the Mandaoma and Ninus Lailo the Rabbonon, but if someone dies at night, someone's koriv dies at night, then of course at night, that night, the Yom HaMisa, the Leil HaMisa itself, he's oinah midaraisa, or the whole machlekes is only been a gea the next night. But the night itself, he's definitely a deraisa, lekula alma, even if we hold that Ninus Lailo is only the Rabbonon, but the Leil HaMisa is definitely a deraisa. So says the Karen Eyer, we have to know, someone who dies at night, how far does his Aninus go the next day? Does he have a halacha of oinen? L'chayyur, normally, we look at a day, like we said, vayyere, vayyivoyker. We start at night and we end until shkia. Memeila, according to the Mandaoma, who holds Aninus Lailo, is a derabonon. This is the way he looks at every single Aninus also. He holds the day is like every single day, benegea, all the dine atayyur. So too, he died at night, then the next day, he also has halacha of oinen midaraisa, min atayir isla oinen, until the shkia. The whole day is called the yoim amisa, the night and the day, he has halacha of oinen. But says the Karen Eyer l'chir, this is only according to the Mandaoma, Aninus Lailos derabonon. But according to the Mandaoma, was Aninus Lailos deraisa. And he's mechadish, that in Aninus, we look at the day differently, and we say that the night follows the day. And if he dies by day, then that night he has halacha of Aninus Lailo deraisa. Then says the Kainer Lechir, come out on Afkemina the other way around also. In the case where he dies by night, then we say that this night Be'emes belongs to the previous day. And therefore when it comes Alois HaShacha and Nitzachamo of the next day, he doesn't have any din Aninus anymore minatayir. because the day for him has already finished by the end of the night. According to the Madoman, you know, Slilo de Reiser, he splits up the night differently, and he says that the night belongs to the previous day. Memele, if he dies at night, luchiri, the next day, he's only got din on Ninus Midera Abonon. Memele says, okay, there comes a very interesting thing, that if someone dies at night, there's a machlekes between the Madoman and Ninus Lailo de Abonon, who Ninus Lailo is de Reiser, what would be the aloha of this person for the Aninus of the next day? According to the Madoman, Ninus Lailos de Abonon, then over here, the day is a deraisa, because the day follows the night. Masha'inke, according to the Madoman, Ninus Lailos a deraisa, and the night follows the day, memela the next morning, he's going to be a oinen, oinimi de Abonon. And it comes out very interesting. There's a machlekes, punkfake, exact opposite, where the Aninus Yoim is midereiso, midereabonon. Do we look at the next day, that this is the Yoim Amisa, or do we say that the night belongs to the previous day, and the next day already belongs to the next day, and it's not anymore the Yoim Amisa? This is the Karinoyis Chidush, according to the Mad Oma, Aninus Nailos dereiso, if he dies at night, then the next day is only midereabonon. But the Rishash, earlier in Daftar Zayin Omed Aleph, he says, Bipshitas, that if he dies by night, everyone agrees that the day itself is the Iker Achayiso Kiyoymar, and everyone holds this is the main day, and even according to Manoma Ninus Lailo Dereisa, he's still going to have this halacha of the day is going to be his Aninus, and Behemoth is going to be by night Oinen, and by day Oinen, and so to the next night, he's also going to have a halacha of Aninus Lailo Dereisa, because of this halacha of Achayiso Kiyoymar. This is machlekes between Rishash and the Karinoi, interesting machlekes according to Manoma and Ninus Lailo Dereisa. Moving further on in the Gemara Amud Beis, the last shakle v'tayir between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Chemia, Rabbi Yehuda asks a kasha on Rabbi Chemia's pshat, that the reason why they burn the korban is because of Aninus, asked Rabbi Yehuda, that l'chereo hoyo lo l'oichlom b'ba'erev, and the Gemara answers Aninus Laila d'Reise, and then he asks, Tova achiv, aloi Pinchas hoyo imoim, why couldn't Pinchas not eat the korban? Pinchas was already a kohen, according to Rabbi Yehuda, and answers the Gemara, shapik omili, sova loker belozo. The Omer Blazo Reb Chanina, Reb Chemia holds like Reb Chanina, Lunizkayim Pinchas, Asher Hogu Lezimri, Pinchas wasn't yet a Kohen, and Memele, Pinchas cannot eat the Korban. The Rambam, in Bias Mikdosh, Perik Hei Aloch Yud Gimel, he brings down the Aloch, Legabe Mei Kiyori, which the Gemara discusses earlier in Yud Testament base. The Gemara says there has to be enough water in the Kiyori, enough for four Koyanim. And the Rambam learns that the Mekoyer is from a pasuk of Aaron Uvonov, which says by the Miluim, that the Aaron and Vonov, they were Mekadish, Yedeim Ve'agleim from the Kiyor. And the Rambam explains, this is the full Koyanim is Aaron, and Uvonov means Elozo, Isomor, and Pinchos. So the Rambam's Mavur, that even by the Miluim already, Pinchos had a Din Koyan, this is like his Mavur near the Gemara of Shittas, Rabbi Yehuda, and not like Shittas and Mechemia. Now this works very well with what we said earlier, that the Mando Omar holds Aninus Lailo de Rabbonon, he has to learn that the reason why there was Soyer for the Pad the Soyer was because of Tumah, because he can't learn because of Aninus. Because if he, als Aninus, he can eat it by night. There was no reason to burn the Soyer because of Aninus, like Rabbi Nechemia says. Memela the Rambam, who paskins Aninus Lailo de Rabbonon, has to say that the reason why they burn the Soyer is because of Tumah, and Memela there's no Mekuri, no Taina at all of Pinchas or Yehimoim, even though Pinchas was a Kohen. The Gemara says only according to Rabbi Nechemia we have to answer that Pinchas wasn't yet a Kohen. Mashekin according to Rabbi Yehuda, Pinchas was already a Kohen, this is how the Rambam paskins, Mipnei Tumah Nitzrefa, because this works very well with the Rambam holds, Aninus Lailo de Rabbonon. But Behemoth, this question which Rabbi Yehuda asks in Rabbi Nechemia, that L'chaira Pinchas was over there and he was the Kohen, L'chaira this is a Shverkeit, this is, we can ask this question even on Rabbi Yehuda himself. According to Rabbi Yehuda, we have to understand why was Bichlal a necessity to have a heter to eat the korbonis ba'aninus. Ba'aninus yichlua, that the Gemara says, kichin tzveisi, that is a din, ba'aninus yichlua, L'chaira Pinchas was over there, why couldn't they not give Pinchas to eat, and he wasn't the oinon? And this kasha, the Tzinkotchim, the Chiknoson, they ask on the Loshon of Rashi earlier in Kufa Mitbeis, Divra Maschil Hein Hayoim, Rashi over there says the reason why we needed to have the heter of Aninus, because lo yohoyo koyin lo ichlon, there was no koyin available to eat, Mamela, they were all oinonim, they had to have a heter of Aninus. L'chaira, according to Rabbi Yehuda, all the Pinchas was already a koyin. And we said the Rambam paskins like this, why couldn't Pinchas not eat the korbonus? Why do we need to have a heter of Aninus Just like a Buddha asks a Mechemia, why did they burn the soy? And the Chognosin explains that the reason why a Buddha has a problem only according to a Mechemia is because in a Mechemia's world, the Heta of Aninus was only on Kotche Shah, was not a Heta on Kotche Deris, and the Memela, they had to burn the soy Rish Chodesh. And on that asks a Buddha that for one soy, they didn't have to burn it, because they could give it to Pinchas to eat. Mashinkin, according to a Buddha, without a Heta of Aninus, they have three Seirim which they have to be eaten, and all the three Seirim, the Sori Chatzos of Shmini, the Sori Nachshon, and the Sori Rosh Chodesh, it will not be enough to be eaten through Pinchas itself, and Mamela we need to have a Heta of Lo Yekuyen Lo Ichlon, which Rashi says, is to eat all of the Seirim, we have to have a Heta of Aninus. Mashinkin, according to Rem Chemia, there's only one Sori, and Mamela this Sori would have been enough to use Pinchas. Similarly, the Taris HaKodesh says, this is the Taino of Rebbe Yehuda, that l'chatchila, there wouldn't have been enough to go and add, have Pinchas eating all the korbonis. Mashenke to be sure of the korban, if it came to a matziv, where we have to burn the korban because there's no one to eat it, then definitely we should have given it to Pinchas to eat, which is definitely preferable over burning the Sori Rosh Chodesh. And this is what the Gemara asks according to Rebbe Chemia, and the Gemara says Rebbe Chemia holds that Pinchas wasn't yet a kohen. Mashenke according to Rebbe Yehuda, Pinchas was already a kohen. Like we said, the Rambam also paskins, and this works with the Rambam Shitta that Ninus Lailo is only the Rabbono.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClaymus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.